From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. A state representative from Southwest Missouri has filed a lawsuit over a proposed fuel tax hike that's scheduled to go before voters this November. Marshall Griffin reports.
The proposal would gradually raise Missouri's fuel tax from 17 cents a gallon to 27 cents by July of 2022. It was added on to a bill that would create a tax deduction for Olympic medals won by athletes from Missouri. GOP House member Mike Moon of Lawrence County is suing the state, saying the bill now violates the state constitution's single subject rule because of the addition of the fuel tax referendum. Governor Mike Parson has expressed support for finding new sources of revenue for roads and bridges. 4 years ago, Missouri voters strongly rejected creating a 3/4 cent sales tax that would have generated more than $5 billion for transportation costs. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia Missourian reports road resurfacing for 54 Columbia streets is scheduled to begin Monday. Weather permitting, operations will begin with Telluride Lane off Rock Quarry Road, and minor delays are likely. Musselman and Hall of Fenton is contracting the project. They will apply a surface sealer and provide traffic control. Work will continue during the summer until all surface seal operations are completed. To see a complete list of the streets scheduled for maintenance, visit the Columbia Public Works website. An appeals court has ruled that a Missouri school district violated the Federal Voting Rights Act in its method of electing board members. A 3-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday sided with a lower court judge who ordered the Ferguson-Florissant School District to adopt cumulative voting, which allows people to vote multiple times for a single candidate, depending on how many seats are up for election. The case stems from a lawsuit filed on behalf of the NAACP and several black parents and residents who alleged racial bias in the district's current at-large election process, in which people vote only once for a candidate. An attorney for the district says the board will decide soon whether to appeal. The Columbia Missourian reports two experienced local hikers were found dead Monday in an Alaska national park. Rochelle Rankin and Michael Huffman were reported missing on June 27th. And an extensive air and ground search was conducted for 4 days around Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve. According to the Park Service, it appears the couple attempted to cross the Sanford River near the toe of a glacier and were swept away by the powerful glacial stream. Rankin and Huffman were seasoned backpackers, and Rankin had been to Alaska several times with experience crossing the state's rivers. Rankin and Huffman were both retired employees of the Missouri Department of Conservation. They were each 62. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.